You're listening to SBS News.
Maintaining suitable social distancing can be challenging, but not for the 400 or so workers at Tharsis, a robotics manufacturer in northeast England. That's because they're all wearing a personal motion system called Bump that alerts them when they stray too close to a colleague. Tharsis CEO Brian Palmer says the firm conceived the technology in March as the COVID-19 pandemic spread throughout the country, forcing factories and other workplaces to close. He explains how it functions in the workplace.
You get simple intuitive warnings that help people to maintain their social distancing, but whilst also enabling us to improve the flow of the factory and the flow of the office environment.
Bump projects a 2-metre safe zone around its wearer. It uses low-energy Bluetooth and ultra-wideband radio to attain precise location data, helping wearers determine how close devices come to each other and for how long. If the user ventures within 2 metres of another device, both devices flash blue and make a single beep. Come closer than 1 metre, they flash red and make a continuous beep. Brian Palmer says the device helps people do something which isn't intuitive.
We all forget, despite the tape on the floors and the like, before we had Bump, we were still encroaching on people's safe space. So Bump just gives you that nudge, just to say, look, be careful, step back, without being awkward, without one person feeling like they're encroaching on on somebody else.
Mr. Palmer says workplaces can do something else with the data that Bump generates. It's a digital log of workers' close interactions. Employers can use the information to reconfigure workplaces and reduce bottlenecks, or ascertain if workers might need to change their behaviour. Brian Palmer says there should be no privacy concerns, as the devices don't track location data, and workers can also view their data through an online dashboard. The devices currently cost about $140 each. They became invaluable to the company several weeks ago when one Tharsis worker contracted COVID-19. Within minutes, an operations manager was able to ascertain who the employee had come into close contact with and therefore who should quarantine. 11 employees were sent home, all later tested negative, and the factory wasn't forced to close.
If we have an outbreak, we can track and trace in minutes and really accurately with a really high degree of confidence that we understand exactly who that individual has been close to over a period of time, so we can react very quickly.
Tharsis technical officer Rebecca Henry says Bump has helped to avoid awkward conversations between co-workers.
At the start it was quite awkward because you're kind of like, oh, you're getting too close, whereas now everyone realises it's not having a go at anyone else or trying to pick faults. It's for our safety and for everyone else's safety. So everyone's quite comfortable with the sort of challenged with regards to the Bump. I mean, we do that every day at Tharsis here anyway. So sort of saying to someone, look, can you step back a little bit? You're a bit too close. It becomes a lot more like second nature now.
A number of firms are trialling the technology, including online supermarket company Ocado. Medical equipment manufacturer Smith & Nephew trialled Bump on 50 volunteers spread across its production areas, offices and laboratories. Smith & Nephew's project manager Paul Butler says after a successful pilot, it's now planning to use the wearable devices more widely.
The Bump system is being used primarily in the workplace. However, I do understand that this tool could be available for multiple use cases. We're actually looking at using this in conferences where we have more than 30 people. It's a great way to help our visitors and our customers to keep their social distance in a medical education or in a healthcare conference environment.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Nikki Canning, SBS News.